come, my little ones. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban Butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you. Allahu, 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 Allahu. Sa'ada al-shajaru nataqa al-hajaru. شق القمر بإشارته Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Fatima.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
MashaAllah. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 6.
Oh, wow. And did you enjoy fasting last year, Ramadan?
Yes.
And are you going to be fasting this year?
Yes.
How many?
All.
InshaAllah. What's the name of your story?
A Brother Like That.
Okay.
Shu'aib received a car from his brother as an Eid present. On Eid day, when Shu'aib came out of his house, A street urchin was walking around the shiny new car, admiring it.
Is this your car, Uncle?
He asked. Shu'aib nodded. My brother gave it to me for Eid.
The boy was astounded. You mean your brother gave it to you? And it didn't cost you anything?
Boy, I wish... He hesitated. Of course Shu'aib knew what he was going to wish for. He was going to wish he had a brother like that. But what the lad said jarred Shu'aib all the way down to his heels.
I wish, the boy went on, that I could be a brother like that.
Shu'aib looked at the boy in astonishment. Then impulsively, he added, would you like to take a ride in my car?
Oh, yes, I'd love that,
said the boy. After a short ride, the boy turned and with his eyes aglow, said,
Uncle, would you mind driving in front of my house?
Shu'aib smiled a little. He thought he knew what the lad wanted. He wanted to show his neighbors that he could ride home in a cool new car. But Shu'aib was wrong again.
Will you stop where those two steps are?
The boy asked. He ran up the steps. Then, in a little while, Shu'aib heard him coming back. But he was not coming fast. He was carrying his little crippled brother. He sat him down on the bottom step, then sort of squeezed him up against him and pointed to the car.
There it is, little brother, just like I told you upstairs. His brother gave it to him for Eid, and it didn't cost him a penny. And someday, I'm going to give you one just like it. Then you can see for yourself all the pretty things in the shop windows that I've been trying to tell you about.
Shu'aib got out and lifted the boy to the front seat of his car. The shining-eyed older brother climbed in beside him, and the three of them began a memorable ride. That Eid, Shu'aib learned from a little kid what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant when he had said, love for your brother what you love for yourself.
What a wonderful story, love for your brother what you love for yourself. And do you follow this advice?
Yes.
You do, mashallah, especially after reading such a beautiful story. And inshallah, I'm sure all the little butterflies are going to learn from it and practice from it too.
مرحبا يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحبا مرحبا يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحبا مرحبا يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحبا مرحبا يا رمضان
يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك أغلى أيامي
يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك أغلى أيامي
أدعو بقعودي وقيامي يرحمني الرب الرحمن
أدعو بقعودي وقيامي يرحمني الرب الرحمن يرحمني الرب الرحمن
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان
يا شهرا فيه البركة فيه الحسنى والصدقات
يا شهرا فيه البركة فيه الحسنى والصدقات
يا ربي أجب الدعوات كي يسعد حال الإنسان
يا ربي أجب الدعوات كي يسعد حال الإنسان كي يسعد حال الإنسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان
مرحى مرحى يا رمضان
السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام
And what's your name?
حسنى
And how old are you?
I'm 10
MashaAllah. What's the name of your story?
The Wise Man and the Prophet Musa.
Okay, go ahead.
During the long journey to the Promised Land, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam learned many lessons. One of these was from Al-Khidr. The Prophet Musa alayhi salam began his long and tiring journey along the seashore, making a vow to reach the special servant of Allah. I will not stop searching until I find the place where the two seas meet. Musa alayhi salam set out with his young disciple, Yusha bin Nun. At a certain point, the fish they were carrying to eat revived and slipped away into the sea. As predicted, this is where they found Al-Khidr. May I follow you and be guided by your knowledge? Musa alayhi salam asked Al-Khidr. Impossible! said Al-Khidr.
For how can you tolerate what is beyond your knowledge?
Musa alayhi salam replied,
if Allah wills, you shall find me patient. I shall in no way cross you.
Al-Khidr agreed, but warned Musa alayhi salam not to question him about anything until he mentioned it himself. The two then embarked upon a ship, whereupon Al-Khidr made a hole in it. Musa alayhi salam exclaimed,
do you want to drown the passengers?
Didn't I tell you, replied Al-Khidr, that you would not bear with me?
Forgive me, said Musa alayhi salam. Please don't be angry.
They journeyed on until they met a young boy, whom Al-Khidr promptly killed.
Musa alayhi salam exclaimed, what wickedness, killing an innocent soul.
Didn't I tell you, Al-Khidr replied, that you would not bear with me? Musa alayhi salam said, if ever I question you again, abandon me, for then I should deserve it.
Then they came to a city and asked for food, but were refused. Seeing a wall that was crumbling, Al-Khidr repaired it, but Musa alayhi salam objected to his doing so without payment.
Now we must part, said Al-Khidr, but first I will explain my actions which seem so dreadful to you. I damaged the ship because it belonged to some poor fishermen, and nearby there was a king who plundered every vessel. As for the youth, he would only have distressed his believing parents with his wickedness and disbelief. We prayed that their Lord would replace him with a more righteous son. The wall belonged to two orphans, sons of an honest man in the city. Beneath it, their treasure lay buried. Your Lord decreed that they should dig it up when they grew to manhood. What I did was not by my will. That explains what you could not bear to watch with patience. All this shows Allah's divine wisdom. Sometimes we think something is bad when there is actually good in it. Be patient and always put your trust in Allah. This is one of the lessons contained in Surah Al-Kahf. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. And did you learn a lot from that story? What did you learn?
I learned that we should not question the actions of Allah because He knows better than we do.
Exactly. We should never question Allah because He knows better. Jazakallah.
We would tell beautiful things by this man, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He taught us to love and to care for each other. That is the sunnah of the chosen one. Loving for your brother, what you love for yourself is so true. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Oh. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Love and peace is what the world is asking for. So let's be the change now. No one's better than another, we're equal. Let's come together and make a stand. For your brother, what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help them up with one ummah. Let's help each other, let's love each other, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our ummah.
Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, Ila Liko, Ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.